Honored now to bring in live the 5th District Congresswoman from Indiana, Victoria Spartz. We're glad to have you on with us. Congresswoman, first and foremost, have you decided yet on changing your mind and, you know, running for re-election? Could you still do that?
Well, it's, you know, it's a great honor, good responsibility, but I need to have a little bit time to regroup and get more energy to fight more battles. But it is my honor to represent the great people of Indiana and Washington, D.C., and it's a pretty swampy place. But, I hope we'll have good people running, because it's important for these offices to have people that actually have on-the-ground understanding what's happening in the country, and have less people that spend their lives in D.C. and want to be lifelong politicians. It's so unhealthy right now here.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, on presidential stuff, you're very smart, you're very wise. With so many Republicans seemingly getting ready to run for the nomination, do you think that number being large is good or bad?
Listen, I always think competition is good, because it gives people an ability to have a choice to listen to different ideas. Unfortunately, it's not always healthy. Sometimes competitions, you know, in this election turn a lot of craziness, but ultimately toughens you up, because whoever is going to be our nominee will have a very tough battle in the general election. Don't underestimate the other side. They're going to unleash their machine full speed. So I think our candidate has to be ready, and people will have choices. So choices are good. And really, you know, I'll be honest with you, we have a very long bench of good people. Look at the other side. They don't. You know, they really have the guy that should have retired a long time ago.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, let's talk about your 5th district. What is the most pressing issue that you hear from constituents right now today on the ground?
Well, I think people, you know, I just had town hall in Carmel.
Uh-huh.
And I actually do town halls, monthly town halls around the districts. I think it's very important, because it's important for me to tell people what's really happened. No BS, really what it is. And also for to get on the ground feedback. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of concerns, the question we had, it was about the border security. A lot of people are concerned what's happening on our southern border, and it's a very serious situation. And I think we're playing politics with people's lives, you know, and this is a crisis inside the country, but also, you know, for a lot of people, you know, becoming enslaved to cartels and desperate people. So, and with drugs and human trafficking, child trafficking, very serious situations. So, you know, a lot of people had concerns, and I think, unfortunately, you know, this issue has been politicized instead of dealing with it. And we're thinking about it. We actually had discussion. I'm on Judiciary Committee that has some jurisdiction of immigration. We also have Homeland Security Committee, you know, that has another part of jurisdiction for border security. We even was talking maybe doing something jointly, how to deal with more effectively with cartels, and maybe even travel to South America and Mexico. I just met with ambassador, because I actually was pushing to really put more pressure on cartels and really, really do some due diligence and see maybe we should start identifying them as foreign terrorist organizations, because it brings more resources to deal with this issue. Because what they're doing right now kills a lot of people, and they're becoming very rich with a lot of money, and it's unacceptable.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is our guest on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. I've always meant to ask you this, that I call them characters, disruptions, especially in the House when you talk about Republican George Santos and the stuff going on there, and Democratic Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the ones that we hear about in the national reporting so much. What's it like for you on, you know, face-to-face to be interacting with those and so many other folks in the House of Representatives?
Listen, people, you know, have a right to have a difference of opinion. And I think, you know, people have a right to disagree with each other. And I generally you know, respect of other opinions. I mean, some people tell crazy things. Well, you know, what do you do? You're not going to waste your time on crazies, and their voters are going to decide. You know, everyone also is entitled to due process. We have to respect due process, and, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. And we have to, if we believe in the rule of law, we also need to not, you know, not be hypocrites and actually stick with it. And I think that's important. You know, and on a personal level, you know, some of these people, you know, you can actually talk about some minor things. But when you start getting into talk about policies, a lot of people, we're so far apart. And I'll be honest with you, you know, on the other side, there are a lot of people with very extreme ideas. We just had a simple bill, you know, in support of police, and two sorts of Democrats voted against it, you know, and we had Police Week in Washington, D.C., just appreciation of, you know, of a lot of, you know, boys and girls and, you know, people that actually risk their lives to, you know, to protect us. And that became politicized and very radical views they have the other side. So, you know, very difficult to find common ground with them. I think, unfortunately, Democrat Party on a national level went very, very extreme left. And, you know, a lot of things that they have, I think, are destructive for our country. But it's also important for us to govern. And this is, I spend more time to make sure that my party does deliver, because I have more responsibility for my party. So I spend more time putting pressure on Kevin and some other people, make sure that we get things done for the people.
Republican Victoria Spartz, 5th District Congresswoman, this morning on WMUN. Final moments that we have with you, Congresswoman. Your thoughts about Memorial Day, the holiday weekend, and what the meaning of this is all about from your perspective.
Well, you know, I have probably, you know, I've been in a lot of tough environments, and, you know, and I truly have enormous appreciation for people who are willing to put their lives on the line for our freedoms, and people, you know, who pay the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And when I tell always my children, I said, listen, you'll have a lot of fights to fight. You'll have a lot of battles, and you better toughen up. But we have to win this war for the people who died for our freedoms, because a lot of them did. And I think we need to think about it, and it's an important day to reflect on that. So I usually try to go to, you know, different parts of my district and visit with veterans and really participate in Memorial Day's events throughout the districts. And because it's important. It's important to show our appreciation and show appreciation to families, too, because ultimately there is a lot of things that they put on the line, you know, when people do public service, and it's also it's a family thing. You know, I think we have to also teach our children, and this is one of the things that we as a legislator, I think Aristotle was saying, the most important job of a legislator is to educate youth about the republic and about the system, about the freedom. So I think it's important for us to engage and bring our children with us and educate them what makes our the greatest country in the world, because there is no difference between people. We are the greatest country in the world because we as a people have the most freedom, and how it's important to keep them, because a lot of people around the world are dying to get them back, and it's so difficult to do it. So we have to appreciate people who died for our freedom.
Thank you for those thoughts, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, this morning. We appreciate the time. Thank you for your service. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz coming in a moment. Our guest, Bob Siegel, the one that from 13 Investigates got into the study and the investigation of now what is coming to more of a conclusion, though it's not done yet. We'll get an update from him directly next on WMUN.